This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. This is Tech Talk.
Breaking news.
Amazon Prime Video and the content you can stream online from Amazon. For a long time, there was no audio description on it, and it's something we've talked about and talked about and talked about. They've clearly been listening to us, guys, because this week they've announced support for audio description.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Brilliant. You know, this
Isn't
has
it?
Been long overdue. They've had to do something, really, because they've had to compete with Netflix and things like that. So I think it's brilliant. Long overdue.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this, because it is good news. And what we're hearing from various people is that there is audio description starting to pop up on programs, which is fantastic. It's in the same menu that you would get through Netflix. You would get your subtitle language. Well, if you can find your way to finding that on the various apps or devices that you can get Amazon Prime and Video on, then do try it out. Do see if it's there. They're saying that it's already going to be available on over 125 a movie and TV shows initially. That's massive. The website apparently now lists 117 movies and 10 Amazon-produced TV shows, all with AD tracks. Movies, for example, including Alice Through the Looking Glass, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. I've been wanting to watch that for I don't know how long, and there's been no AD that I could find a version of it with, so fantastic. Fences, no idea what that is. Gravity. Sounds good.
Oh, and that's a good one. Yeah,
yeah, that is a brilliant movie. And you know, that needs audio description.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Really
right.
Also, multiple offerings of Harry Potter, Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible, and Hide Behind the Couch Time, Paranormal Activity.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? In addition to that, Amazon are offering 10 shows, some with multiple seasons, including, and this is what we know so far, Bosch, which I've been looking forward to watching, and again, couldn't because there was no AD on it, Creative Galaxy, Just Add Magic, and Man in the High Castle. Man in the High Castle, of course, big, big show, talked about and advertised all over the place. Well, if you're blind, you can now get it with AD. I am so excited about this, guys.
Actually, it's a lot like Netflix. When Netflix started with audio description, they just put it on the Netflix originals to start off with, and Amazon are doing exactly the same. So any Amazon original, like The Man in the High Castle, they should have audio description. Plus, it's not on by default. That's another thing. So like Stephen said, you do need to go in, find that audio and subtitle menu button, and make sure you turn it on.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.